Thanks for calling Omax Health. My name's Imani. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today?
Yes. I got told yesterday I would be charged $49.95 for two bottles of the Max Sleep. They're going to be shipped out today or tomorrow. They took the money out today from my bank, and it's $59.99. I can't pay that much. I was told it's going to be $49.95. And now it's $10 more dollars than that. I can't afford that, hon. I'm on a fixed income, and they're not telling me the truth. One person tells me it's $49.95, then they're taking out $59.99 out of my checking account. And that's not right. Back on April 2nd, I paid $39.95. For the Max Sleep. And okay.
No problem. Let's see what we can do here for you today. If you don't mind, I'm so sorry the previous representative didn't transfer any of your information. Would you providing me with the spelling of your first and last name so I could locate your account?
Sure. It's Ann, A-N-N-E, mm-hmm. Pendergast, P-E-N-D-E-R. G-A-S-T.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Now give me one moment here.
Mm-hmm.
And was the first letter in your last name? Give me one second. I see the issue here.
P.
P like Peter.
Like Pendergast.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I did pull up your account here. Could you just verify your shipping address for me?
Sure. It's 29 Marvin Avenue, apartment 1C in Troy, New York, 12180-6442.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Give me one second to dig into the account here just to see what's going on. Would you mind if I place you on a really brief hold?
Brief hold. Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
If they're going to charge you $59.99, I want the money put back in my account, Judy, you know, and not get it anymore. I have to get the meds.
I completely understand. Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to see here. It looks like you had a discount on your last shipment. I'm trying to see if we could either get that applied for this one and ongoing, or if it was supposed to be applied for the next one as well. So just allow me one moment here to see what's going on.
Sure. What was your first name again?
Imani.
Imani. Huh.
All right, give me one.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
No problem.
Did you hear it, Judy? Do I think what? Yeah. Cold. It's in the refrigerator. It's in the refrigerator. It came out of the refrigerator. No, not the pasta. No, the one Joan made. It was in a bag in the refrigerator.
And I'm still here just working on that issue for you. Give me one moment.
Thank you. Judy, those aluminum foil pans can't go in there.
Okay, so I did reach out to my head over at corporate just to see what was going on here. Now it looks like that was a discounted rate for the first month. So we do give you a discount on the first month, but ongoing it is $59.99. So I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, I can't purchase it then, huh? You have to put that money back in my account and not send the product anymore. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have wages.
Well, I am so sorry about that. I completely understand. As of right now, we're not accepting returns. So let me see if I'm able to give you a credit per your request. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here, just waiting on a response from my head over at corporate. Just allow me one moment.
Yeah, I just want my money back. Forget the product. I can't afford this every other month.
I completely understand. Just give me one moment here. I'm waiting on their response.
She don't know if they can give me a credit. She don't know if they can give me a credit. A credit?
Yeah.
She don't know if they can do that.
Oh, you mean?
A credit. Pull my money back in my account. Don't send the product. What did you take out of the freezer?
And I'm so sorry about the long hold. I'm reaching out to someone else because the person that I was corresponding with is no longer responding. Give me one moment.
Okay. What did you say, Judy? No, that isn't it.
No, I secured it. I put the power cord and I pulled it up.
You put it back in the freezer?
Yeah.
Still frozen?
Still frozen.
Okay. No, yours is with Joan. I told you that. With Joan. Yeah, they're in the refrigerator on the second shelf. They're in the plastic bag that Joan put it in. Gotta listen.
And I'm so sorry about this. I know this long hold is frustrating. I'm still here. I'm trying to reach out to someone to get the authorization to either get it credited or see what else we can do. Nobody is responding. So just allow me a couple more moments. I'm not sure what they could possibly be doing right now. But just give me one moment here. I'm working on this for you.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Plastic bag on the second shelf. All right, so I was able to go ahead and get that refunded for you. Now, it may take you anywhere between 3 to 5 business days to make it available for you in your account, but you should see it within that time frame. 3 to 5, to $59.99.
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
The product hasn't been shipped out, has it yet?
Let me see here. I don't believe so. Give me one moment to check here. I don't see a tracking number here, so no, not quite. So I should be able to go ahead and get this refunded for you. I did get authorization from my supervisor.
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, was there anything else I could do for you?
No, that's all. I'm disappointed because I really did like the product.
I'm so sorry about that.
Back in April, I only paid $39.95.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so sorry about that. But if at any time you are still interested in continuing, give us a call back at any time, and we're happy to reinstate your account.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling OMAX Health. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.